Embassies, the act. The Monday of fiestas is a day of mock battles and speeches, and the roar and smell of gunpowder play an important role. Christian and Moorish flags and standards flutter above the festival participants who reenact historical events tinged with a certain amount of legend. These accompany the ambassadors as they engage in their verbal sparring and dueling, proclaiming the verses that were written for our fiesta by Joaquín José Cervino Ferrero in 1860. The embajada or embassy is divided into two acts. The first of these takes place in the morning, when a treatise for surrender is presented to the Christian captain during the estafeta, or swindle. He arrogantly refuses the treaty and ostentatiously rips it to shreds, throwing the pieces from the top of the mock castle. Then trumpets announce the arrival of the Moorish ambassador, who presents the conditions for surrender, which the Christian ambassador hears from the castle and responds to. The treaty having been refused a second time, a volley of shots is let off throughout the square and a desperate sword fight commences between the two captains, ending in the raising of the Moorish standard from the castle battlements. During the afternoon, the second act of the embajada, or embassy, takes place. The Christians in turn send their own treaty, or estafeta. When this is also refused, the ambassador approaches the castle and, in an emotional and evocative speech, demands that the Moorish invaders return the town. In the same vein as earlier, the demand is rejected. A sword fight commences, and finally the Christian army emerges victorious, and the cross flies once again from the castle tower of Ontinyent. The text. The Ontinyent embajadas, or embassies, are among the few with a known provenance and authorship. More importantly, these are original works, written expressly for the fiestas and the town of Ontinyent. They continuously allude to important local people, places, history, and the surrounding countryside. In the first edition printed in Madrid in 1881, at the end of the introduction, the author establishes the local character of the work. Today, this printed edition is an attempt to avoid the innumerable errors in the handwritten copy which, as has already happened, threatened to eradicate the local flavour of the text, which is the only thing that differentiates it from those used by neighbouring towns. It was written with the express purpose of being performed at the fiestas in Ontinyente. This local flavour is demonstrated by the constant quoting of the name of Ontinyente, the River Clariano, the Mirador, the Purísima Valley and Fountain, and the local places of Ben Abray and El Arbellar. It also speaks of our patron saint, the Agony of Christ, or El Cristo de la Agonía, our patron lady, pure and crowned with stars, and of important local dignitaries such as Gomez, Brother Luis Galeana, Archbishop Segria, and Cerda. The Ontinyent Moors and Christian ambassadors' addresses contain 530 verses, or 544 if we include the 14 that appeared in the 1860 manuscript, but which had disappeared by the 1881 edition. They have been a source of inspiration, if not plagiarism, for the ambassadors of other towns. Zervino's verses can be found, to a lesser or greater extent, in the addresses heard in Agullent, Aiello de Malferit, Montaverner, Monforte del Cid, Oliva, and Sagunto.